Columbus resident Tara Cordell told the task force their 10-year-old son, who suffers from constant seizures, has been in and out of the hospital many times and has nearly died. She says his medical bills have been $6.9 million since 2012, and she wants him to be able to try medical marijuana.
I'm tired of watching my son suffer every day of his life. The side effects from the pills are unimaginable and not fair to him.
The 15-member task force, made up of lawmakers, supporters, and opponents of medical marijuana, also heard from Ohioans who don't want it, including doctors who question its effectiveness and safety. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.